And I was wondering what they burned in the fireplace?
Wood.
Okay.
Mostly. Once in a while they had a different grating that they could burn coal.
Okay.
But most of them were just wood.
Okay.
Because wood was available. The mountains were covered with trees. And
did they mine a lot of coal here, or did they?
No coal.
No coal.
No coal.
Okay.
No, it's all metals.
Do you know if they had a name for a big piece of wood that they would set in that fireplace that would burn for a long time, so they wouldn't have
log.
Okay.
That's
just call it
think.
A log.
Just call it a log. That's
okay.
All I can think.
They'd never call it like a back log or anything.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Now that black stuff that gets in the chimney.
Soot.
Okay. And those things in the bottom you have to clean.
Ashes.
Up. Yes. Okay. Now, do you remember if the house had storage spaces in it?
Closets.
It did have.
Mm-hmm. Cupboards.
Cupboards. Did it have a pantry?
Yeah.
It did have mm-hmm. a pantry. Now, that was that. Was there any place below the floor?
Oh, the cellar?
There wasn't.
Mm-hmm. There was a cellar.
Tell me about that. Do you remember what it was like or what they kept down there?
They never finished it. Mm-hmm. It was just actually a hole in the ground with stairs that led down to it. And they built shelves, and they kept their canned goods and their perishables, potatoes and onions and things like that.
We were talking about the cellar. Is that what they would have called it, a cellar?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have called it a storm cellar, would they?
Oh, no. No, we don't have tornadoes or cyclones or hurricanes or anything like that. So it's just a cellar. It was just for storage.
Yeah.
And also it was for access to the plumbing and so forth.
Okay. You mentioned, you don't have storms here, so you wouldn't need a storm cellar. But you mentioned tornadoes and cyclones. Is there a difference between those two?
I really don't know what the official difference is, but I don't know whether there is a difference or not.
Okay. I just wondered if those, in your mind, those pretty much the same thing?
Pretty much the same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This house did not have an attic. There wasn't a place up above.
No, no attic.
Okay. What was the roof made out of? Do you know?
Wooden shingles.
Okay.
Cedar shingles.
Okay. Okay. And did it have a place on the side of the roof to catch water?
Eaves.
Eaves.
Eavesdrop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was the siding of the house made of?
It was wooden, and it was what they call shiplap.
Shiplap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is that? That's not a term I'm familiar with.
It's just boards, and they're thicker on the bottom. You put the thick side down, and then you put the next one, the thick side down.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Like that over there. That's called shiplap.
Shiplap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a couple of these are a couple of pronunciation items. The if you have more than one house, you have two
houses.
Okay, and. If a door is open and you want somebody to close it, you tell them to do what? To
shut the door.
Okay. Now you mentioned windows earlier on. Were there a lot of windows in the house?
Quite a few.
Okay.
They liked windows.
Okay.
And they had gingerbread around the eave and around the upper windows. You know, the fancy Victorian style trim.
Sounds like this was a really prosperous town at one point,
mm-hmm.
because of the silver mining, right?
Mm-hmm. At one point in time, we produced more silver than any other place in the world.
Well, my goodness, I didn't know that. Now, when was that? Tell me a little bit about that.
The 1880s.
Okay.
In 1893, they repealed the Sherman Act, and the bottom fell out of the metal market, and we went down.
Mm. Okay. So it kind of fell out after that.
Mm-hmm. The bottom fell out.
Did I was wondering, the windows were made out of what? They would have just been made out of
wooden frames with glass.
With
panes.
Glass, okay. Now, would they have put anything over those in the wintertime to
like a storm window?